Let's shoot her and get pretty low. Amen. That's good. All right. Well, we're going to do this a little different, though y'all don't remember how we do this from year to year. And so I was telling a few that, hey, we're going to do it a little different this year. And they said, we don't know how we do it normally. Normally, I preach first, and then we go into the vision night. But we're going to do it the opposite way and go into our theme right away and get right into the vision night part of it and then preach at the end on our theme verse. And so I've enjoyed the theme for 2013, Standing Firm in the Faith, and enjoyed preaching on it, enjoyed everything that has to do, whether it's preaching on individuals, people in the faith on Wednesday nights, to preaching on Standing Firm for the Fundamentals, and we've preached several messages on it, and I hope it's been a blessing to you. And I enjoy having themes for the year. It kind of helps us refocus on certain aspects of the Bible and of the gospel. And this is the same way with the theme this year. So this year's theme is Launch Out into the Deep. And I hope we got the deal. We can put it up on the screen. It's found in Luke chapter 5 when Jesus said there in verse 4, He says, Now when He had left speaking, He said unto Simon, Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And so we'll be spending a lot of time on this particular theme, a lot of time on consecration, on surrender, and there's a lot to this. And this is normally our theme, like last year's theme, Standing Firm in the Faith, would have a lot to do with the purpose of growing together on our three purposes. This theme really touches all three of the purposes. And so it's going to be an opportunity really to push all three purposes throughout the year as we look forward to the new year. Launch out into the deep. And I appreciate Brother Brandon who put the logo together and did a fantastic job, and we'll have some banners coming as the time goes forward, and bulletin shells and all the things to really get your mind and keep a focus on launching out into the deep. And so at this time we have Brother Wiggins come and sing the new chorus. All right.
There's a lot of triplets in here, so it's not talking about pregnancy, okay? Not triplets that way. Hopefully you read it up there. We'll get the words going, and ladies, we'll get it started. And basically, it's launch out. I'll sing it a couple times for you.
Am I giving my all to Him, placing my life into His hand, and shall I stand just off of the shore. Lord, give me faith to come out to where You are. Launch out into the deep, serving Jesus, giving Him glory. Christ is calling you out from the storm. Nevertheless, at Thy word, I will go.
All right, y'all look like a calf looking at a new gate, right? I even have problems and I wrote it. All right, so let's try it again. See if you can try it this time. Just mumble something, say watermelon, just try. And we'll try it all together, all right? So just move your mouth. Here we go.
Am I giving my all to Him, placing my life into His hand. His shadow water I stand, just off of the shore. Lord, give me faith to come out to where You are. Launch out into the deep, serving Jesus, giving Him glory. Christ is calling me out from the shore. Nevertheless, at Thy word, I will go.
Amen. Good to learn a new chorus. Anyway, all right, good. Y'all sound excited. I'm excited about it myself. Amen. All right. Well, as we think about the vision for the new year and just thinking about where we're headed and what we're doing, I want to take tonight and just go through the various directions we're going by way of our three purposes: loving God, growing together, and serving others. And so as we think about preaching this year, so I'm just going to go through a list that I have here, so everybody just hang in there. Preaching this year. I'm looking forward to preaching. Getting back to Sunday night of preaching the book of Philippians. And Lord willing, we'll finish that book this year. And so we'll begin there in the end of chapter 1 and finish up and begin going through that again. But you look at the calendar and you see, well, next Sunday's a missionary. The next Sunday's Brother House. And so, but there'll be lots of time for us to preach on the Philippians. And so Sunday morning, we'll be preaching on the theme and many others and various subjects, and I'm looking forward to that. Also, we're going to give Brother Wiggins some opportunities again this year and sets of two or three or four weeks at a time in which he'll get to preach, and appreciate him and being our associate pastor and fine preacher. Amen. Really is. And so we'll give him that opportunity as well as some of our other staff to preach. And so the preaching this year, our devotions this year, I just want to encourage you again, as I did this morning, to have a personal devotional life. The Bible reading schedule is out in the lobby or in the foyer. Is that where it's at? So the Bible reading schedule is out there for you to get. And I like to read the Bible from beginning to end instead of hop skipping around. And I think you'll get more out of it if you'll do it that way. And so it's two or three chapters a day, and you can read your Bible through in a year. But don't let that overwhelm you. Try to read it through in 3 years, or try to read it through in 2 years. You don't have to read it through in a year, but this will give you a way to check it off as you read through it. And just, again, encourage you. Just take one in the back, put it in your Bible, and just as you read through it, check it off. And you say, well, I've tried before, and I keep failing. Just keep trying. Just keep at it. And I'm telling you, what a blessing it'll be to your life. It's a way to start your day off in just the right way. And Lord, help me to live in the Spirit, not the flesh today. Help me to live in light of eternity, and then read your Bible. Lord, help me to understand what I'm reading. And He will give you insight and encourage you, help you understand what you're reading. Also, I know during the Christmas holidays, our family kind of gets off track with our family devotion. So tomorrow morning, we'll start back again. And this year, we're going to use Paul Chappell now. This is his third devotional book. He has two others. We've gone through both of them now. And so we'll go through this. This is the new one he has out this year. And it's called The Word of the Wise, Practical Advice from the Book of Proverbs. And so it's devotionals on the Book of Proverbs. And this is a good one for personal devotion. I'm not saying, I would encourage you, if you don't have a personal devotional, this would be a good one for personal devotional. But for families, this would be good as well. And so I encourage you to use something. If you're just reading through the Bible with your kids, that's fine. But when I was a kid, Dad read through Our Daily Bread. Before Our Daily Bread went to kind of the way of the world, we used to read through that. And so it's just good to read through your kids, with your kids, through the Bible, and encourage them. I encourage your families to have a family altar, a place you come with your kids and read the Bible and have a devotional time. As we think about loving God, we think about the preaching of the Word of God, and we think about devotional time with Him, about giving. I again encourage you, as I did this morning, to give. Be faithful in your giving. You can give by way of the envelope there in the tithe. Missions. I hope that you're involved in missions. Some of our new members, just want to describe for you again, the tithe just goes to the general account. It's helped all with the general bills of the church and getting us along. Missions is designated. It goes to the mission account and goes directly to our missionaries. And to help them, most of our missionaries we support from $75 a month to $150 a month. And some of our church planters, especially Brother Jason and Brother Stone, the ones that are out of our church, we support even a larger number than that. So that's where it's going. I want to encourage you to be involved in mission giving. The building fund has been going towards the principal. We'll cover that here in a little bit. And the building fund has been there, and I want to encourage you to help us as we continue to develop our campus here and build buildings for the glory of God and to reach people with. And so encourage in these areas. But you can give by envelope. Some people have us on the bill pay, like you do for bills with your bank, and that is fine. Send it through the mail. And you can still go online and give through PayPal there online if you'd like to do that. But there's multiple ways to give. This year, we of course, will have an anniversary offering again, and during the stewardship conference, we'll be asking you to commit towards that. And this year, the anniversary offering will go towards the projector that needs to go for this side. And so it's about $8,500. And so we want to raise that money this year in the anniversary offering. And so then we'll have the Thanksgiving offering this next year, and we will push that a little harder. We'll go towards playground equipment. I'd love to see us get at least one of the playgrounds put in here next to the building, like the one we had. And anyway, and improve that. And so those will be the two offerings. And I mentioned to you about a missions Christmas offering. And we'll do that this year. We'll push that and give a missions Christmas offering. And that would go directly to our missionaries as a Christmas offering for them. And so just want to encourage in your giving. Encourage in the music as we go forward in music this year. And doing some things a little different, not much different. And believe me, we're not going contemporary. We never will as long as I'm pastor here. There'll never be a band up here on the stage. It will never happen. But we know that God's blessed, and we have there is some new music out there that is a blessing, and also some choruses. And we're going to kind of begin to interweave some of those and sing a little more. And so encourage you in that area. But again, I don't want to just cut it off with the past. I'm a traditional hymn. Hymns will always be the basis of what we sing around here. And so encourage you in that way. But be involved in the music. Sing loud. You know, just make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make it your effort to make the visitor next to you nervous about how loud you're singing. You know, just sing it out. We need that. We don't want to lose that. And also don't want to lose the shout either. You know, we're here to praise the Lord. We're here to worship Him. And we need some men and ladies who just give a little shouting and amen and hallelujah every once in a while. And what's bad around here is if there's two or three of men in the auditorium who are here tonight, but when they're out, man, it gets quiet in here. And so I encourage you, some of you others, step up, man. Let's step up to the plate, knock it out of the park, and let's don't lose the shout. I'm telling you, lose the shout, we lose everything else. I believe that. Anyway, so help us out. Amen. Loving God. Preaching, is, we talked about that, the supremacy of preaching, the importance of preaching the Word of God in the house of God, and then devotional time, giving, the music, all these areas of showing our devotion, our love for the Lord. And then secondly, growing together. As we grow together, we think about various ministries of the church. The number one on my list would be the adult Sunday school. I want to encourage you, if you're not involved and you're not in a Sunday school class, I just want to encourage you to get in one. It is the way in which you become, you know, people don't want to just believe, they want to belong. And I'm telling you, if you want to belong at Heritage Baptist Church, you can come and join. You can come and join and put your name on the roll. But if you really want to belong, you'll need to join a Sunday school class, because that's where you're going to get to meet people on an individual basis. It's where you get to know their names. It's where you're going to have some fellowship, where you get to meet friends and so forth. So I just want to encourage you, if you're not involved in an adult Sunday school class, get there. Join the class that's similar to your age. And I'm not going to nitpick some of you who have chosen not to do that, but there's a reason for that, that each class would have similarities of life experience in order to create an environment in which couples can get to know other couples and befriend them and just create those relationships in those classes. So we encourage you in that fashion. Get involved in an adult Sunday school class. And then secondly, we think about discipleship. Our discipleship now is done on Wednesday nights. It's done one-on-one, and we've really had probably the best year we've ever had as far as discipleship on Wednesday nights. We have several couples, several individuals that are being discipled. And so when a person gets saved in our church, we want to see them come on and be discipled during the service on Wednesday night, and appreciate those who are disciplers. And so we continue that and try to even do a better job in discipling those there on Wednesday night. So I want to remind those of you who attend Wednesday night that though there may be 70 or 80 of us in here, man, there's a host of people over in the other building. There's the teenage department going at it. There's the discipleship class. There's the master's clubs. And so on any given Wednesday night, we'll run between 150 and 200 on Wednesday night. And so I just want to encourage you that we're just about doing the Father's business, discipling people. Win them, wet them, and then just work them anyway. To disciple them. And so we're here about that. And then the men of valor, we're talking about, again, growing together. Adult Sunday school, discipleship, the men of valor meetings. Over the years, these have you know, ups and downs, good attendances, bad attendances. We're going to continue the Men of Valor breakfasts once a month. This year we're going to add a Beast Feast, and this will be in February, and so we'll be talking more about it here pretty soon. And we're going to encourage all you men to bring your deer meat and buffalo meat and whatever other meat you got. And we're going to cook it and just have a good time and try to encourage others to come and be a part of that. And so this year we just kind of put our feet in the water a little bit. But this can be a tool to reach out to others as well. And then, of course, in our Men of Valor, we have the retreat there at Lake Texoma during Father's Day weekend. Encourage you men to be a part of that. And then you know, something I didn't do is pass out the calendars. Let's do that right now, because I'm talking about some of these events, and you don't have a calendar. I encourage you to take a calendar. So there are some changes on the calendar. A couple of things on the calendar that are wrong on the calendar that we want to change. I enjoyed the Christmas party being on Wednesday night, and so this year, instead of on your calendar, it says it's going to be on the first Saturday like we normally done it. We're going to change that and do it the same Wednesday night we did it this last time, which is the third Wednesday night, I believe. And so really it was great. I thought it all worked out well. And I do think we get so busy around Christmas time, and there's all these days we have to do. And so we will start earlier, the Christmas party. We'll start it earlier. In other words, if you show up at 6:30, we're going to start eating at 6:30. But if you show up by 7, the line would be gone. Well, that'd be great. So if you drive from Dallas and you get here right before the service, then you could walk right through the line. And so by 7:15, we can start the program, and then we can have a regular preaching time. We could have a 20-minute or so regular preaching time at the Christmas party. The second event, there was another event we were going to change. No, I don't know the date of that Christmas party, but that's way off. We'll make sure to give you plenty of time, but it's that third Wednesday night. The third, I believe. Am I right on that? Third Wednesday night. The 17th. Okay, so that'd be a change on the calendar. There was another change. It wasn't even the Christmas musical. It was something else. All right, so I may remember it as we go forward here. And so as we think about various things in which we grow together, and I'll cover some of the major events here in just a moment, but the Men of Valor, get involved in the Men of Valor as we think about the monthly meetings. This year we're going to go through a book called Grace for Godly Living. It's by Paul Chappell. And so we'll go through it, use it as our devotional at the Men of Valor prayer breakfasts. Okay, so once a month. And you don't have to read the book, but you can come. If you come, you just hear the devotional time. It'll be along those lines. We're going to rotate the staff. I'm putting them on notice in that book. We'll rotate the staff and doing the devotion each month for that, including Brother Cox. We'll rotate through. And so we'll look forward to doing that during the Men of Valor breakfasts and so forth. All right, Men and Women of Virtue, Thursday nights, and also the retreat in September. Encourage you to be a part of the Women of Virtue meetings. I 2 years ago, we really emphasized quality of ministry. I think this year it's not so much adding ministries as we did last year. Last year we added a lot of Sunday school classes and made a lot of changes. And this year there won't be a lot of changes made, except I will. Some of you were a part of the starting point class that I was going to start, and we kind of got off track. Entirely my fault. But we will start that this year, and we will have that. And we'll continue to, anyway, that'll be the only class we start this year, and we'll give you more information about that as we go forward. So this year we're going to emphasize quality of ministry. Really emphasizing quality of ministry, of just taking each ministry and doing our very best to get it to run as best we can. And, of course, we're doing that every year. But this year, since we're not adding really a lot of things, so we really want to take time to spend in quality of ministry. Growing together, adult Sunday school, discipleship, Men of Valor, Women of Virtue. We think about various ministries of the church as we grow together, master's clubs, choirs, all these things are about and help us grow together. And also, under that growing together is the four special meetings. And I didn't get a calendar, and I don't really need one, but that's right, okay. The four meetings, or at least three meetings, are highlighted. Oh, there it is. All right, I see it. Four meetings are highlighted on your calendar. Every year we tell you this, and every year I still get people to come up to me and say, well, you know, I changed this and I have... Don't go on vacation, you know, during the revival meeting in August. Listen, you have it right here. Plan your calendar around it. You say, well, you're the preacher, you have to. But I plan my calendar around it. Plan your calendar around the Bible conference. Plan your calendar around the stewardship conference and around the missions conference so that you can be at these conferences. And because I really believe that we need more preaching. We need to be in the services more, not less. And every year we have four meetings. It's been the same for years. And I just want to encourage you to be here. Be faithful to the house of God. And Brother House is a blessing. I thought he did a good job last year, but the year before was the best I'd heard him ever preach. And he's like, I don't know how old he is. But he's amazing. You will enjoy him, I promise you. And then Brother Stewart is always a blessing. He will blow your mind. You just walk out going, I didn't understand half of what he said. But the stuff you understand is like, wow! You know, he will stretch you in your Bible knowledge. And that's what he's intending to do. That's what he wants to do. Get you excited about reading your Bible. And the Summer Revival with Dave McCracken. How many of you know Dave McCracken? How many of y'all know him? He's a little older now. He's not quite as crazy, but he's still pretty crazy. And this will be the, as far as I can remember, I think this will be the most unique speaker we've ever had. That's the way I'm going to put it. Unique. And I promise you're going to enjoy it. And then, of course, our missions conference. And our missions conference is going to be preached by Brother Eddie Johnson, who is our home pastor. And Brother Johnson is a fantastic preacher, and you will enjoy him. And by the way, it's his heart that matters. I'm telling you, I'm just more and more encouraged by Brother Eddie Johnson and his wife, Patsy. What a blessing they are, how genuine they are, they are the real thing, and I appreciate them so much. And he is a good preacher. And so the missions conference in October. Another thing and I'll cover that in a moment. So those are the various meetings, especially the most important meetings. There are a few changes this year. We're not having a family conference this year. There'll be a Valentine banquet on the night of Valentine's, and we'll have a special speaker for that night. A few other things that we've kind of cut back on. There won't be a Sunday school clinic this year. There'll be a Sunday school banquet, and we'll tell you about that as it gets closer. And so maybe not, the calendar may not be quite as busy this year, and so we'll move right along. And you encourage you to try to be at everything, and now you're going to be looking at your calendar all during the deal. So, loving God, growing together, serving others. And listen, it is about soul winning. Preaching and soul winning continue to be, preaching, soul winning, and prayer need to be, continue to be the center focus of our church. And I want to encourage you in that fashion. Soul winning, serving others. Soul winning still works. The churches of our ilk, the churches who are like us, the churches who are still conservative, traditional, King James, the churches that are like us who are growing are still knocking doors. And they're growing. And for those to say, well, it doesn't work anymore, it's not as effective as it was in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Absolutely. You know, but it still works. That's the way Jesus said, go out two by two. He said, go in the highways and hedges to compel them to come in. Paul said he went from house to house. And so we're still about soul winning, about knocking doors, about going in and telling others. When you come on a typical Tuesday night, you'll receive an opportunity to visit absentees that are absent from our church. And I said this morning, I'll repeat it again. You have an opportunity to visit new move-ins. We get new move-ins. Got a little gift for them. You can take it and say, hey, man, glad you moved into the area. We're down here down the road. Just want to give you a gift. And then thirdly, you can visit, of course, the new visitors and so forth. And then fourthly is to knock doors if you would like to do that. And so there's four different ways. So when you come on Tuesday and Saturday, you can choose which one you want to do. And we would encourage you to do what you like to do. But you ought to do something. You ought to do something to get out and to soul win and to visit others. And I really would, and I haven't really talked to the staff about this very much, but this fall sometime, we'll probably put together a training time again. And we'll announce it prior to, probably have it Wednesday night during the services and as an elective, and do a soul winning training for those who would like to go through that to learn how to lead somebody to the Lord. And so we'll talk about that as it gets closer to the fall of this year. Soul winning. Soul winning is the main thing. I was thinking about, are the Grosses here tonight? I was thinking about, we baptized the little Gross girl last Sunday morning. And y'all realize that they're in this church because somebody left a new move-in cup on their door. I think about the Gibsons, who they're here tonight because a flyer was put on their door. I mean, we could go through the entire auditorium, Juan and Ever here because of the fall festival, and now the McKinneys are here because of them. You know, it just all works together, folks, and it's about us reaching out, and it does work. It does work. So outreach. A lot of different outreaches this year. Again, the Beast Feast could be a way in which we could invite men who may not would attend a normal service, but would attend and eat some, I don't know, stuff. Whatever you'd like to bring. Like, somebody gave me, what was it we had? What was that we had at the Picking and the Grinning that was hog something, the Shuler's, what was it? Yeah, it was tamales made out of hog meat, wild hog meat. So, you know, that'd be fun. We can all get together and eat stuff and try to guess what it is. But these are, I just want in your mind to clearly see these are opportunities to outreach. It's not just about, fall festival is not just about our kids having a good time. It's an opportunity to reach out to someone else. It's an opportunity to invite someone. Whether it's the Beast Feast Anniversary Sunday, when we have the singing, people love it. People love singing. Invite them. Say, hey, we're going to have Anniversary Sunday. We're going to eat a lot and have some singing. You know, maybe preaching in there somewhere. The gospel's going to be in there somewhere. Amen? And so it's an opportunity for us to reach out. Anniversary Sunday, the Easter musical. We're not going to have a Christmas musical this year. We're going to have an Easter musical. And so, again, more, what, how would you say that, kind of more involved Christmas musical this year, or Easter musical, be an opportunity for you to invite someone. And then this year, we are going to have a Mother's Day breakfast on Mother's Day during Sunday school. And this will be something new for us to try. And so during Sunday school, the ladies, all the ladies will meet and have breakfast. And so us men, we'll have to, it'll be a little different. We'll have to do some rearranging. And we'll have to find a few men who are willing to cook and do some things. And we're still trying to figure out helping with the nurseries in these areas. We'll get it all figured out. But I'm telling you, ladies, I know of some other preachers who have done this. And it again, we're doing it for our ladies. It'll be a blessing to you. But it has been one of those things. Brother Dick Webster has done it the last several years. And I don't know how many ladies they normally run, but I know this last time he said they had 125 ladies show up for this, for Sunday school, and then they all stayed for church except one or two. It's a way to reach out. It's a way to reach out. And some of you have mothers. Some of you have ladies who would not normally come to a service, but would come to a breakfast like that. And so it's just a different way to reach out. And so, by the way, it's a different net. Cast your nets. So we're not just going to put one net in the water. We're going to put many nets in the water. And so we can encourage. Vacation Bible School, of course. And we want to even do a better job with that this year and bigger and better. And try to have, we've been having about 140 kids this, you know, the last couple of years. We want to do more. Fall Festival, of course. We want to not get rained out this year twice. And we got the monster truck coming again. And we're going to try to do it just as the way we wanted to do it this year. And it didn't work out. We're going to do it again. And so it's an opportunity, another net in the water. This year, another new Sunday we're going to have is First Responder Sunday. And this is a way we're going to reach out to the fire department, which I'm the chaplain here in the community, as well as the sheriff's department that patrols our area. And we're going to do some things like go over there Saturday and cook them some brisket and maybe do some things around the fire department to encourage them. Maybe clean the place for them and do something. But it's going to be awesome. And I'm looking forward to this. And so First Responder Sunday, by the way, notice what I said, to serve them. We're going to be a blessing to them. We're going to reach out to them, be a blessing to them, serve them. And so, again, another net in the water. And again, these are nets. Special days are meant for outreach. Armed Forces Day went great this year. And we want to do that again. And we've already talked to Brother Cox and Brother Renz. And this, we could even do, there's some things even we could do even better in that. And use it more as an outreach as well. Not just for our veterans, but also to reach out to veterans here in the community. So these are all areas. Heritage Day is always a big day and a big hit. This year we do have the group from Heartland coming. Which, what's the name? Glory Bound Quartet coming for Heritage Day this year. Anniversary Sunday will be us singing, our groups, you know, our people singing. And then Heritage Day will be the Glory Bound Quartet from the Heartland Baptist Bible College. And so we'll look forward to that. Okay? And so outreach. I'm always encouraged about our youth and their outreach. And by the way, everybody okay? Because we're going to go long. We're going to go about 20 minutes over tonight. Everybody good? Everybody all right? I love how Brother Wido does that. Kind of, I don't do it as well as he does. Anyway. Our youth do a great job. Every Saturday, and I'm not going to put a number on it, but every Saturday, I will, we have between maybe 5 and whatever, 10, 15 youth out, knocking doors, doing a fantastic job, passing out new move-in cups, and they're doing a great job. Appreciate Brother Latta as he continues to encourage them to do that. The Bible clubs, and we have 3 of those, right? 3 Bible clubs in the public school systems now. Again, just another net in the water, trying to be a blessing and encouraging to our community as well as reaching out with the gospel. And appreciate again our youth. And our youth are worthy of your support. And I want to encourage you to be involved in the 52 Club, to give. Me and my wife have been doing it for years. Encourage our adults to give $1 a week in the offering towards the youth department. You'd be surprised if everybody did that, which a lot of you do, and it makes a huge difference in their budget and allows them to do a lot of things, okay? I appreciate all the other support. So, various outreaches, soul winning, and then the outreach, these special days that we have, as well as our youth department and the fine job they do. Appreciate our youth. I really do. You guys who are faithful, who not only show up for the playtime, but show up for the spiritual times, and what a blessing that is. And then thirdly is the planting churches. This is the thing that has just blown my mind the last several years, how God has just opened the door for us to plant churches. And I've been praying about it. Now, every church ought to plant a church. We ought to reproduce ourselves. And we've had that opportunity, Brother Jason, and now they're fixing to purchase property here in the next few weeks. Brother Dan Whiffen, our contractor's already said he would build the building. But, by the way, men, one of our projects this year on a Saturday will probably take the place of one of our Men of Battle Breakfast, is we're going to go down there on a Saturday once they get the shell up and help them. Maybe put up the walls or paint or do something. We're going to go down there and put in some sweat equity because they're going to need it because they don't have enough money. So they're going to need to put some sweat equity in it. I thought, man, us men, maybe the ladies too, whoever wants to go, we'll go down there and try to be a blessing. But what a blessing to be able to plant churches, one in Burleson now, and Lord willing, this year we'll see them in the new building. And then Brother Stone in Corpus, by the way, he texted me this afternoon, and one of the men, when I was down there preaching for the anniversary Sunday in August, there's 2 men he's been working on. Their wives have gotten saved, and a lot of their kids have gotten saved, but the 2 men, these are young adults too, in their mid to upper 20s, early 30s, and one of them got saved this morning. His name is John, and I've been praying for him, and what exciting when he did that, amen, with lots of exclamation points. And these are all Catholics, by the way. All these are Catholics. And he led that young man to the Lord, and now here's a young man who's been saved. Here's his mom's wife's been saved, now his children. And what a blessing for us to go down to Corpus, plant that church, and we look forward to do that. And then the Waltons. By the way, you're not seeing the Waltons here lately a lot because they're in other churches now, trying to raise the support so they can go to Boise, Idaho, and plant a church. And Lord willing, in the about July, during the end of July, they're going to move to Boise, Idaho, and this fall start a church. And I believe that Brother Doyce, he's determined whether he has enough support or not. He's going to move up there and start one. And he can always get a part-time job if he needs to. He understands that. And but what a blessing for us to be able to plant our third church. Had a meeting with another family here recently. And I told the Lord, if you'll send us people, we'll start churches. And so there may be a fourth one on the way. And I won't tell you. You keep it to myself. But there's maybe a fourth one. Maybe after we do the one with Joyce this year, maybe there'll be another one next year or the next one. So we pray the Lord to continue to allow us to plant churches in the United States. And then our missions program, we took on 11 new foreign missionaries last year. 11 new foreign missionaries. We now have 111 various mission projects. So foreign missions, home missions, colleges that we support, evangelists, and lots of church planters. And so that's a real blessing. We have 7 new foreign missionaries lined up for next year, as well as some of our veteran missionaries who will be coming to see us. I'm looking forward to Brother Stevens being with us and several others. And so this next year. And then we support many church planters. And so keep up your faithful missions giving. Now we're talking about serving others. Serving others. One of the other ways in which we do serve others is through our campus, through our buildings here and our property. And we've been able to, the Lord has blessed us in that in the short amount of time we've been here to be able to now complete this building, And I told you in our meeting last year that our goal this year was to work on the concession stand and the ball field. And we didn't make a lot of headway with it, but I also didn't push it that hard either, because my first statement was, let's enjoy what God has given us. We didn't even push the anniversary offering very hard. I didn't even talk about the Thanksgiving offering last year. The previous year, you guys went above and beyond in giving and doing, and man, just what a tremendous church family we have. And so this year, we really want to get back to campus development and trying to do some things. And we want to really concentrate again on the concession stand and getting electricity back there and getting that up and going. And then also maybe trying to get at least one of the playgrounds here beside the church. Our kids, I have kids all the time say the parents, well, you know, they miss the playground. Get that put back out here. And we'd like to get the leak fixed on the old building on this side. And we're going to try. Brother Hamilton, David Hamilton, a window guy, said, hey, he thinks he can fix it. So if and when we get the leak fixed, we'll recarpet that entire wing on this side where the nurseries are at, the toddlers and all of that. And it really won't be that expensive. We already got an estimate on the carpet to be about $4,000 and to do that. So these are areas that we'll be working on. We're also going to do some painting, taking this color in the new auditorium and also the remodel parts, and try to begin repainting all the rooms this color that are not already painted this color. And so we'll be working on that this year, and just working here and there, and again on the concession stands and so forth. We also got the master plan. You got that up there? We tweaked the master plan that has been in place since we started. And really, it's just tweaked. There's not a lot of differences on this master plan than the original one. It was put together back in 2001. And we did revamp it in 2008. If you look in the stairwell on the old building on that side, on the east side, there's a master plan up there, and it says 2008. And so this is the revamped one. And so, Lord willing, as we continue to go forward, we complete and work on the concession stand and the ball field in the back. There'll be 2 volleyball courts in the back. And Lord willing, someday there'll be a duplex for our missionaries and for our staff to stay in. And then as you progress from back there forward, a Christian school building. We're still praying the Lord to open the door for us to start a Christian school again. Possibly a daycare and then a youth building. I'd love to see us one day have a youth building where they have a place to come in the community and open on Friday nights and Saturday nights, as well as the gym would be open. And there's not, Brother Ladd is like ecstatic. He'd love to see that happen. Some of these other churches, some of you have seen some of these youth buildings. They're just fantastic. They have a little soda shop in them, and it's really a neat deal for youth. But we need to keep our youth busy. Keep them out from. Like when I was a kid, you drove the drag in the little town I was in. You keep them off the drag. There's no drag around here, but keep them out. Keep them somewhere safe. That building in the center where it says Christian School is a gym. And again, in my mind, that would be the next building we build. And so I just want you to pray about that. And if we had it today, it would be a blessing, wouldn't it? We'd already be using it. And so it would already be something we can use. We just pray that God would open the door as we continue to pay down our debts and get in a position where we can build it. But that would be the next building. This is the first time I've ever mentioned the daycare, and we can discuss that. I'll discuss that more during the stewardship conference about that direction. Then the main building, the existing building, the darker brown color, there's the playground. There would actually be room for 2 playgrounds on the side of the building over here. And then there'll be a center building that will we would switch the nurseries over to and create a big lobby. I would love to have a big lobby now, wouldn't you? pretty well we've created a lobby in the back of the auditorium. But someday we'll have a regular big lobby that we can all fellowship in and so forth, and new offices that are not on the second floor, and 78 degrees in the summer, and anyway. And then the future sanctuary will set out front. And if and when the Lord wants it. It's not a matter of if and when we do it. I believe the sanctuary will be built at some point. It will be, because even if we ran what we run now, it would still be built. It may take a little more time, but it would eventually be built. The gym will eventually be built. Now, whether the gym ends up back there or ends up in this building, I don't know. There's lots of possibilities. And so, but we want to continue to develop the campus, and we'll give you more information about that during the stewardship conference, okay? During our annual business meeting. And I'm encouraged. I really wanted the master plan out in front of you so that you get an idea of where we're headed in that. The building fund this year, as we take those commitments here in a couple of weeks, will go towards principal and projects this year. We had about $100,000 given to the building fund this year, and we just paid $50,000 additional on principal. We wrote that check last week. And so we paid about $150,000 down in principal this year. And we just pray the Lord allows us to do that. But the building fund was given about $100,000 this year. There was one in particular person who gave a large amount who allowed us to use that money in finishing up some of the existing projects in this building at the first of last year. So this year, there won't be any of that. And so, Lord willing, we could do $50,000 again. If we could get $100,000 committed and $100,000 given again in the building fund, then we give $50,000 again to principal and use $50,000 of the other for the projects we'd like to do and so forth. All right? So that's kind of the thought there. Aren't you enjoying what God gave us? I am. I love this auditorium. What a great tool. I like the way the chairs have been rearranged. Most I've had nothing but compliments so far. You can email me if you'd like to. But I can tell you that nobody's sat in the center of those rows anyway. And this morning, this section looked really nice. I mean, it really did. It looks nice tonight. And there was more people sitting in that section this morning than they've ever sat. Because now they didn't have to walk 5 miles down to sit in the center of it. And so there are approximately 425 chairs in here. And so we still got a good number of chairs in here, and we'll just begin to add chairs as we need them. And we'll fill up the two sides first and then work our way in. So it really does seem to accommodate a little more room. And we're just waiting for Miss Bobby to come back. Brother Leland, you're sitting in her chair. That's going to get you in trouble. You're in lots of trouble. A growing church is always in transition. I just want to encourage you that change is change, and I don't like change, but there are some changes as we go forward, and just want to encourage you to get behind it, get behind the changes we make, and just pray, and let's all work together to reach people for Jesus. My intention in change is never to make anybody mad, and I've always said I would be better off a pastor not to rock the boat ever, wouldn't I? I'd be better off to never rock the boat ever. I would, but sometimes we've got to rock the boat a little bit, and we rock the boat and we go forward in order for us to go forward. And so I want to encourage you in that way and help us. Be a part. Get involved in Sunday school. Be a part in these other areas. Luke chapter 5, and we'll take just a few minutes, read the passage, give you a couple of applications, and then we'll be done tonight. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. One of our words this morning was obedience. We talked about obedience. We talked about consecration last Sunday. And just want to, in the new year, to really encourage all of us to the extent of full surrender, of giving our all for the Lord Jesus Christ. In chapter 5 and verse 1 of Luke, the Bible says, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret," that's the Sea of Galilee, "and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left off, now when he had left speaking," verse 4, "he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, We have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Two areas I like it. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And then the phrase, at thy word, I will let down the net. At thy word. We're going to be emphasizing these two things a lot. Launch out into the deep, at thy word. Verse 6, and when they had done this, verse 6, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And you've heard this verse before, this phrase, Jesus said, let down your nets, plural. They let down a net, singular, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. By the way, that is a miracle. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ship to land, listen to this, they forsook all and followed him. As I think about these particular passages, and I'm not going to preach on all of them tonight, we're going to preach on it next Sunday morning. Again, I think about consecration. I think of total surrender. And we as a people of God, we as children of God, and as a church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, ought to be surrendered to Him. Ought to be surrendered. As we surrender to Him, it will change us and it will change our church. The disciples forsook all and followed Him. By the way, they forsook all and they turned the world upside down. What a difference you can make and what a difference I can make if we're totally surrendered to the Lord. Jesus called these men into a life of discipleship. And we're called into a life of discipleship. That we would be disciples of our Lord and Savior, followers of Jesus Christ. I think we've said this before, and I know we have many times, that you can be saved and not be a Christian. Christian means Christ-like. Being a Christian means Christ-like. It has to do with being a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, being a follower of Jesus. And that's what we're going to talk a lot about this year. I'm going to enjoy the theme this year as well because it has a fishing theme. And so I'll look forward to describing a lot about fishing and the lake again. We've talked a lot about the Lake of Galilee. It's a freshwater lake. It's about three-quarters the size of Lake Texoma. You know, we kind of get the idea as kids growing up that this was this huge ocean. No, it's a freshwater lake, and it's not really, comparatively speaking, not all that big. The boats they used were not all that big. Probably the boat that Peter and James and John and these guys were in were probably no longer than 24 feet long, and most of them were 20 feet long by 5 feet wide. And they were wooden. I can't even fathom being in a small wooden boat in a storm on the Sea of Galilee. I've been in some big, big waves in my boat. My boat's 22 feet long by about 5 feet wide. And it's fiberglass. In fact, you could take my boat and you could take a chainsaw and cut it in half. And because it's been foamed up in the inner hull, both halves will float. It's amazing. If you cut their boat in half, it wouldn't float. It's wooden. They're going to drown. And so just kind of get, you know, as we go forward, and this year I hope we can maybe appreciate more when the disciples are in that storm, or when Peter steps out of the boat and so forth. So we'll cover all these things this year, and looking forward to teaching you a little bit about fishing and so forth. And we see here in the first three verses that he taught the people. In verse 4, we see the commandment of God, of the Lord Jesus. He says, launch out into the deep. He commanded them to launch out from the shore. Can I remind you that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that particular name means that He's boss. He's master. He's the commander in chief. When He made the suggestion, it wasn't a suggestion, it was a command. He commanded them to launch out. He commanded them to launch out. To launch out into the deep. So this was the priority of His command. There was the place of His command. He said to launch out into the creek. No, launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. So this year we talk all about faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says they had toiled all night and caught nothing. They caught nothing. They had fished all night. These were men who knew what they were doing. They're commercial fishermen. They had fished this lake all of their life. They knew what they were doing, and yet they caught nothing. And Jesus said to them, launch out. He commanded them to launch out, and they did. He commanded them to launch out into the deep. This is where, you know, it's one thing for us to be Christians, another thing for us to be fully surrendered. Launching out into the deep is going to that place in your life where you're stepping out on by faith, that you step out by faith in an area in your life in which only God can work. And we'll describe this more and more as we go forward. Launch out into the deep, out into that place of faith, out into that place of total dependence upon God. When's the last time you did something in your life where you were totally dependent upon God to be successful or not successful? When's the last time you launched out in the area of finances or the area of family or the area of relationship or whatever it may be? When have you launched out and done something that only God could do in your life? I think our church needs to be the same way. We made this statement from the pulpit. I really got it from Brother Weatherby. And some of you cringe when I say it, but I want God to do something at Heritage that only God can do. And He's done that many times already. This land is a miracle. This land is an absolute miracle, the way we got it and got the gas well rights to it. It's a miracle. Only God could do that. And I believe a group of us who were together at that time, and we launched out into the deep. We raised $60,000 in about a month's time, and we put it all on the line. And God blessed us for it. It's not a doubt in my mind. By the way, we put it all on the line even earlier than that. And God blessed us for it. And now we see the evidences of it and the blessings of it. Launch out into the deep. The purpose, to let down your nets, plural. Let down your nets. Peter let down the net, singular. And we do that a lot, don't we? We do that a lot. We're going to be casting a lot of nets in 2014. We want to do a better job of reaching people for the Lord Jesus Christ. And these various ministries, these various special days, to let down as many nets as we can to reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Launch out. Go out beyond your abilities, totally surrendered upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we see the commitment of the disciples. They began to reason. We toiled all night and caught nothing, Lord. Peter began to reason, right? We do that, don't we? Lord whispers in our ear to do something, and we began to give excuses, and human reason kicks in. But I love what He said. What did He say? Nevertheless, at Thy word I will let down the net. And we need to not only be totally surrendered to the Lord, but we need to obey Him completely. Even though human reason may not, you know, even though logically it may not add up. Amen? Amen. Just launch out into the deep. Peter launched out. At Thy word, believing and trusting and having faith in the word of the Lord. Launch out, obey Him. Launch out into the deep. Go beyond your capacity. Moses, think about Moses and leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. Going beyond his capacity, going on his ability. But the Lord came through for him. Amen? And then we'll talk about various characters as we go along this year. I think Brother Stewart is going to spend a lot of time on that during the Bible conference, the various characters in the Bible who truly launched out into the deep. At His word, believing and trusting Christ to do it for you. The Bible says in Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge Him, He'll direct thy paths. Verse 7, we see the total surrender brought blessing. Great draught of fishes. And I'm telling you, when you totally surrender to the Lord, when you launch out into the deep, and when you put human reasoning aside, and you simply obey His word, you'll have a blessed life. An obedient life is a blessed life. Absolutely. Let's all stand. We have verse invitation.